With the new year upon us, there's no better time to take control of your finances. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Sunny day out there, a few minutes past 3 p.m. Dave Murray will let us know at 3:35 what's going to happen this week and maybe even the weekend. I think it sounds pretty good, though. A couple of days up in the upper 60s. So on the break, Wheels and I were talking to our boss, Steve, who's been out of town for a couple, 3 weeks. And we were talking to him about Punch the Monkey. And not only did Steve not hear Punch the Monkey, he didn't know who Punch the Monkey was.
Oh, boy.
And so we're like, you know, oh, my gosh. And then Rachel said this, and then Andrew said this, and we're walking back. And you guys know how there's a big, giant, blue velvet couch right outside Becky's office?
Mm-hmm.
So Wheels is behind me and a little to the right. And here's what I experienced. He's like, oh, man, that's great. I'll tell you my favorite part of the whole thing. Boom! And I look behind me, and he's kind of laying on the couch.
I didn't know it was there.
What did you hit?
My leg slammed into the side of it, and I just went down. I did not. Oh, I was. Man. We were moving at a good pace. It was a Glover pace because you're a quick walker.
I'm a quick walker,
and I was keeping up when we were talking. And I came around that corner, not expecting the couch, and just hit that sucker, and it took me out.
Which is interesting.
It low bridged me
because an hour from now we're doing the Sweet 16 of the worst everyday injuries.
There's one. That's my nomination.
It's a good one.
Random couches.
Nominate tripping over the couch that's been here for in that exact spot for 5 years.
I'm like, I'm going to take the inside leg. Don't.
Yeah, you're trying to cut off a little. Oh man. Here's a thought. I know I've threatened many times to stop watching the Sunday shows, and I always go back. But, okay, in every relationship, whether it's my relationship with Andrew or Wheeler's relationship with Rage or a politician's relationship with the country, there are different levels of honesty. And I doubt many relationships are 100%, right? Walk in and say, look, your ass looks fat in that dress. But I see no lower standard for truth than on Sunday shows with politicians. And here's the standard, it seems to me. If there is a lie or deflection to be told, that's what I'm going to tell. I'm going to stay as far away from the truth as I possibly can. And yesterday happened to be Scott Bessent, who's no worse than any of the others, maybe a little bit better, but the interviewer kept asking him very direct questions, and he just kept going, oh, that's the wrong question. And then he would answer something easier. And I'm just so sick of it. I don't expect you to be 100% honest with me. I get it. But you shouldn't be 99% lying. And it seems like that's what the world we're in right now. Just a thought. A woman in Japan has just set the Guinness World Book of World Records for the longest continuous job. She worked at the same company from the age of 26, and she just retired last week at 91.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Sounds terrible.
Who's going for that record?
Rach. You started here at like 25, 26,
24.
Right? 24. So you could beat her.
I could.
Rachel.
How many years do you have left to get to 91?
Me?
No, I'm just looking at you because you're smart.
I'm like, yes. Rach sounds like she got about 60 years. You can do it, Rach.
Sure. That's the goal.
That's what I'm looking for. 60 more years of this. Speaking of 60 years, guess who also retired after 68 years on the job? A guy near and dear to my heart, getting compared to him so many times in my life, Mr. Clean is retiring.
Whoa, how does a fictional character retire?
You just don't see him anymore.
In other words, the marketing's not working anymore. We're going to try something else.
He goes to fictional Boca Raton. And
this is going to be Baby Nut all over again. Now we're going to get Baby Clean.
I forgot about Baby Nut.
Yeah. Now we're
I don't like
get
the name Baby Nut.
Yeah, I don't like that either. I
don't care for it either, but now we're going to get Baby Clean. It's going to be a little bald baby.
Was there a period, Dave, where like Mr. Clean was like a player?
Okay.
Where they were doing commercials where everybody, the, like, it was like hot Mr. Clean.
Yeah, and... like in the 90s, they figured that out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
At first, so he was just,
that was a real thing.
At first, he was just a bald guy.
Right, right.
Who hung out with a Tidy Bowl man.
Right.
Who,
yeah.
Lived, who lived in your toilet.
I forgot the Tidy Bowl man.
Yeah, he's like a rich, kind of a Thurston Howell looking
yeah.
dude on a little yacht.
Forgot about that guy.
And then in the 90s, some woman somewhere said, he's kind of hot. I like that bald head. And they're like, that's what we're going with. Going to go all
like
the way.
The cleaning stud.
You guys know who Wiz Khalifa is?
I do.
Yes.
He is in trouble because he posted a video of him giving his son 13 birthday punches in the stomach. Problem is, he was hitting him pretty hard, and the kid seemed to not want it and even tried to block him. And he said, keep your hands up and take it like a G. And now people are mad.
A kid didn't want his birthday punches?
First of all, since when are you getting birthday punches in the gut?
Yeah, it's a spanking, traditionally.
It's a new one for me.
Yeah, I mean, probably don't punch your kid in the stomach if he's not cool with it. Also, to film it and post it, what's going on there? What's the thought process there? I don't understand.
A lot of bad decisions. Just a whole series of them.
I mean, I'm watching the video. He's not really hitting them. They're like little taps.
I mean, so you're saying that kid's
unless,
being a
no. I'm
being
just saying. I'm not. I'm just unless there are some more that are like meaner. This is not what I'm saying. Is what he's doing is not abusing him. He's being a jerk, but he's not like beating the crap out of him.
Yeah,
I agree. Kid needs to toughen up a little bit.
I mean, he's
what a coward.
Would you see these quote unquote punches? I can't believe this is a controversy.
It
now, maybe
is.
The kid didn't want to video it and put it online, which is probably why he's mad. Because, you know, I mean, if I'm a kid, I don't want my dad doing stupid crap like that and putting me online.
Yeah.
So that's a different form of being mean.
I don't know how accurate this was, but I thought it was interesting enough to bring up. I saw a series of TikToks over the weekend. And again, I've never searched for anything, so it just gives me what it thinks I'm going to find interesting. But it was a series of college students who were waiting until 10 minutes until a major paper was due just to make the point. And then using AI, ChatGPT, OpenAI, whatever they use, I don't know. And then using another app that undoes it.
That dumbs it down.
And dumbs it down.
Makes it sound like they wrote it.
Yeah. And this one kid who's like, I've had a month to do this assignment. Now, he's posting it, so I'm guessing his professor's going to see it. And he's like, but... it's 2026, here you go, here's how you do it, boom, 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 done, turned in, I'm fine.
How to create an incompetent workforce, great idea. Let's make a bunch of people who just, all they know how to do is cheat. Because what's the definition of cheating? It's just breaking the rule,
breaking
right?
The
rule is, you do this yourself. So by not doing that, you are by definition cheating and cheating yourself. And yet we have... people that defend it. It's modern world. Who cares? You're just teaching yourself how to not know how to do things. Good job, you. And then in 10 years, you'll be complaining because you can't get the job you want. I went to college and I can't even get... well, you probably should have done the work in college. Sorry, old man rant.
I thought this was very interesting. As I understand it from these articles, the oldest human-related... fossil we have found is 1.7 million years ago. So the first human anything was about 2 million years ago. They have found stone tools from 2.5 million years ago. So 800,000, is that right? No. I'm stupid. Anyway, oldest human, 1.7 million, oldest tool, 2.4 million. So who or what made it, they don't know.
Prehumans.
Yeah, they just didn't think they were capable of that.
That's nuts.
I thought like some orangutans or something were
they
using
just
tools
did.
Recently.
Just, yeah, they just started. Discovered it. Yeah, was it orangutans?
Maybe.
It was a primate,
yeah.
Like in the wild, using yeah. tools. Yeah.
Remember a few years ago, they filmed the first chimpanzee.
Chimpanzee.
That's going to stick.
I like chimpanzees.
Going to watch that while I watch Frankenstein.
Chimpanzees were busting turtles out of their shells and eating them.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they hadn't figured that out until now. And then recently, yeah, Rach, they showed some other primate using some kind of a tool to do something or other. So
neat.
Yep.
Actually, I think they found, was it? I want to say they just found maybe it was dogs or wolves using tools.
How'd they do that? They put it in their mouth?
They were doing something. I forget what it was, something really recent, like within the last month where they were like, oh my gosh.
Go to Sleep says, Chimpanzee sounds like a butler who's a chimp.
An 80s TV sitcom.
Earlier when I said...
Doorbell rings. Chimpanzee, can you get that?
Earlier when I said we don't like everyone on the stream, Go to Sleep said, now that's my new anxiety that it's me. Ah, not after that one. You're good. You're fine.
Hey. There you go. It was. It was a wolf.
What did he
just
use?
Just in 2025, the wolf was filmed using a buoy and a rope to pull a crab trap to shore to get to the crabs and then busting them open.
This chimpanzee talk has me thinking of Bubbles.
Yes.
I just saw the trailer for the Michael Jackson biopic.
Was Bubbles in it?
Bubbles is in it for a little bit.
Oh, come on. That's not right. What Bubbles went through?
This movie does not seem to address any of the controversy surrounding Michael Jackson.
I don't know this to be 100%, but a friend of mine told me there's going to be two movies.
First
part of his career, second part of his career.
Oh, boy.
So
now
this would be like
the
rise
Michael
and
Jackson.
The fall.
Oh,
be
my
two
gosh.
Very different movies.
I don't know that to be true. That's what a friend told me.
So this is Bubbles the Good Years.
I don't know.
So it's a musical and then a horror film.
Basically, I think that's a fair description of the man's life.
Just close my eyes again. 322 DJS, happy Monday. Climbed aboard the Dreamweaver train. What were we just talking about? The guy that was dunking?
Marcus Johnson, NBA player. 70 years old and he just dunked. Former NBA player.
He's on the Nuggets.
Yeah. I mean, he's a tall man, like 6'9", 6'10". So.
Still. Wow. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. I'm going to do a little DJS happy hour.
Yeah.
Anyone want to start it out?
I've got something here.
Okay.
So I saw this article, 9 work habits that make you instantly unlikable. And I do a lot of these. Number one is not saying hello and goodbye. But I say hello and goodbye to all of you guys. But I'm not saying it to everyone in the office. But here's number two. Number two is where I said I no longer care about this list. I'm going to continue to do this. The number two reason that someone would instantly dislike you at work, continuing to work when someone is speaking to you.
I don't mind that one.
When you are with someone, focus on them. Trying to do both often makes the work harder since a focused conversation moves fast. Okay, well, what if you work at a place where everybody's just goofing off all the time?
Everybody's just talking all the time.
I'm supposed to stop working every time someone walks into the office and starts talking.
I think it's a fair point. Why do I feel like this is directed at me?
It's not.
I think this is a totally made up list.
It's not in the slightest directed at you, but like,
Wheeler doesn't start working until I try to talk to him. And then he starts working.
Exactly. Kevin, just today, he was talking to me when I was trying to work.
Oh, and he didn't answer.
I didn't mind, but he talked to me and I absorbed it, and then I was like,
gave me the blow off, which is fine.
Well,
because I'm interrupting you, it's okay.
The blow off sounds a little mean.
Well, it was. It's okay though. I wasn't trying
to be like a jerk about it.
Right. You're working.
What was the topic?
I don't remember.
I don't either.
Okay.
I
wasn't listening.
It was probably something stupid.
I was blowing them off.
Oh no! I remember what it was. It was a study that I saw that said for video gamers, you will play better if you take a 30-minute walk before you play because it gets your brain turned on and your reaction time is faster, you're more accurate, you're better at it. And Andrew was like, yeah, whatever.
Okay, I said it sounds
like
a trick.
That took 5 seconds. What did it take for him last time?
Oh, it was longer than that.
A little longer. But longer I told him it sounds like a trick because it does. Yeah. It sounds like they're trying to trick me into going outside.
But that's how I was interrupting him. He was actually doing work when I interrupted.
Well, we're both interrupting Rach.
Yeah.
No, sorry, it's Rach. Fine. So here's the thing. I share an office with Dave, and people come in to talk to Dave all of the time. They're not there to talk to me. And I will generally give like a polite smile
and then
continue to work on my computer. Am I really supposed to like stop working and insert myself into the conversation which I am not wanted? Like, it's just one of those awkward things where it's like, nah, I'm at work. I'm going to keep doing my thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But to put it on me as if it's like, you're rude because you didn't drop everything because someone wants to talk. Sometimes people come in talking about stuff that does not matter. You got to keep getting your work done because that's why we're all getting paid.
Yeah.
I said my piece.
Okay.
I wish that was my reasoning. I just go blank.
Were there more things on the list?
Yeah. Complaining, which it's like, okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Talking loudly. Flossing and other public displays of personal hygiene. I've never worked with someone who publicly flossed. But apparently it's enough of a thing to make the list.
Kevin Killeen used to do dental stuff in the bathroom.
Huh.
Well, that's the bathroom, well, like, at least,
like,
you know.
Yeah. Like work on other people's teeth?
Yeah, he used to perform.
Side hustle.
He used to perform oral surgeries in the public bathroom.
Dentistry, sorry, I misunderstood.
No, he would brush his teeth or whatever. I thought it was weird. I mean, I thought it was weird, but I can't fault a guy for taking care of his teeth. So it's like, you know, I couldn't be like, oh, that makes you a bad coworker. It was more just like, ew, bathroom.
Starting to bully him.
Got your toothbrush sitting on the sink there, dog. Like,
yeah, you know what happens on that sink.
Ugh.
There's always a lake on the sink for some reason. That can't be good.
Yeah, because someone's peeing on it.
Why?
Someone?
Someone's peeing on the sink?
Could be.
Oh, man. That just sounded like a self-out. Because someone's peeing on the sink.
Someone.
I mean, could be.
Yes, I'm confessing to peeing on the sink.
He couldn't keep it inside.
I've been waiting for this day.
It's like liar, liar. He just it was me.
Well, he's being quite cheeky because he thinks we'll never figure it out. He thinks he
now
can just drop it in the
cheeky
conversation. Yeah.
Which is like, next on the list, peeing on the sink in the bathroom.
People hate that. That is the fastest way to make everybody
hate you. He was peeing on the sink
you.
And he didn't even say hello.
And he was flossing. Yuck.
Dang it. God.
Before we get a break here, what's the story behind this Dreamweaver song we're listening to?
Oh, when I was in sixth grade, I knew that Nancy Noel liked this song. I heard her say it.
Okay.
And so someone started playing it during a free time on recess, and I was heading to her like a beeline to say, like, it's my favorite song. And a dude beat me to it. And she was like, really? It's my favorite song. And they started a conversation. I'm like, so this is how you lose women, huh?
I'm Sarah Austin Jeunesse, The Moth's executive producer and longtime host of The Moth Podcast. Every week, we share true stories told live and without notes by real people from all walks of life. Stories about disastrous haircuts, May-December romances, photographing Pluto, fighting for justice, and so much more. Some stories make you laugh, some make you think, and many stay with you long after they're told. Discover the power of story. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 334. Time for Dave Murray, brought to you by the Saliga Heating and Cooling Weather Desk. Hello, Dave.
Hello there. I don't think I've ever seen you sit down to do this.
I do every day.
Do you really? I've never seen you. It's always standing.
Yeah, it's one of my first old man things. So I have stood for 4 hours every day for as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
And then about 6 months ago, I noticed one day that my right quad, just on the surface, not deep, not muscle, just the skin, was getting numb when I would stand too long.
Interesting.
So something's impinging on something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to the doctor just for a general checkup in the middle of March. I'll figure it out. I'm still playing baseball. I'm like not debilitated, but it's my first thing where I've been limited by something like that. Where you're like, oh, here comes the future. you know?
Here's your doc. You know what your doc will say to you? Oh yeah, that's interesting, Dave.
I hope
you're getting old.
I hope you're right. I do. No, I do, because I am terrified of tests. Oh, okay. No one likes them. You know, no one's like, oh, you're going to need a contrast CT. No one's like, yay. But I'm just so definitely that I even hesitate to tell my doctor things I should tell them. So,
oh, that's interesting. Okay. Yeah. But you know, they find out. They do a blood test on you.
Yeah.
Go, why didn't you mention this?
Yeah.
Why didn't you mention this little problem I'm seeing in your blood?
Yeah, I mean, if they can see my quads in my blood, then good for them. So, but yeah, that's I sit now for all but like the last hour, and okay. then I do it. Okay. So, and I miss it. There's a different energy.
Yeah, there really is.
Yeah.
See, it's weird because I'm the opposite. If I stand, I feel wrong.
Yeah.
Just because of how I started. I started because we had chairs. You couldn't, at the place I first started, you could not stand and do it without it being super awkward from a logistics standpoint.
Yeah.
So nobody did, and you just get used to it.
Right. Right, right. Playing in the band's going to be something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hope you don't get the quad thing when you're singing.
Yeah. I mean, I've been doing.
You can sit in a chair and play in the band.
Yeah, be like Phil Collins. Ozzy.
You know, I'm cool. Yeah. Oh, an Ozzy chair. That would be great, wouldn't it?
A big old throne.
So pretty day today, Dave.
Yeah. You want to talk about the Northeast at all?
Yeah, let's do. Let's do.
Okay. Now, it's still snowing in Rhode Island, portions of Long Island, Cape Cod, up to about Boston. The biggest mound I could find was one in Long Island of 32 inches and one in Providence of 36 inches.
Lord.
And it's still snowing there.
Lord.
That's cool. It's so, a heavy, wet snow. It's good for them.
Are we allowed to say the words? Bomb cyclone?
Bomb cyclone is out there. Snowicane, I've heard.
That's a new one.
Snowpocalypse.
Yeah, tuck that one away. It's been driving me crazy all week. On the national news, historic snow, never happened before. And it's like, stop it. Just stop it. Yeah, it's a big snow. There's no question about it. And it's affecting New York and Boston and Providence. But you know what? They had four big storms last winter. They had some monstrous storms in 2014, 2015. And go into the 80s, there's more. And in the 70s, there were absolutely disastrous snows in the 70s that shut the place down for over a week, you know, kind of like our blizzard of 82. But it's, you know, don't, everything can't, it's like the supermoon. Every moon can't be the supermoon. Every snowstorm can't be historic.
Yeah, it starts to be the boy that cried wolf.
It.
Yeah.
Just stop it.
Dave, I have a question about the Northeast. I haven't spent much time there. I know you grew up in Rhode Island for a period. Yep. To what degree is the Northeast, New England, Eastern Seaboard, a thing? Like, being from there, what do you consider? If someone says, oh, I'm from Virginia, you know, New England, are you like, shut up? No, you're not.
Oh, you know, you get to about Hartford and west, you get into New York. That's New York. So you get past Hartford to the east, Providence, Boston, up into northern sections of New England. And then even there, there's layers. You know, like if you're from New Hampshire, that's really New England.
Okay, that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, if you're in Boston, that's not really New England. Huh. And then Maine trumps them all. You know, Maine is New England. Sorry, that's just all there is. If you're not from Maine, you're not from New England.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah. And there's, you know, just in Rhode Island, there's like 40 different dialects, different little accents. And you can tell when you live there, I'm sure I couldn't do it anymore, but when you live there, you can tell, oh, you're from Warren. Oh, you're from Bristol.
That's cool.
You're from Barrington. I mean, Warren and Barrington are right next to each other, and you can tell who's from where. I know. I just go over a bridge and bang.
I read an article today how we are more quickly than language experts would have thought, we're losing our American dialects and accents and Louisiana and Cajun and things like that. So not in our lifetime, but, you know, it's coming.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right, let's talk about the weather here.
Okay. Cold, obviously. It's cold tonight. It's cold in the morning when we get up. It's not too bad in the afternoon. 55, partly sunny skies, but it's going to be windy from the south. So that's going to put a chill in the air. Sunny and 53 Wednesday. A little storm system coming by late Wednesday night, probably after midnight, into Thursday morning. A little bit of light rain. It's not a lot of anything. 49 degrees. We warm back into the 50s come Friday and probably over the weekend.
Okay.
Rachel, it's pretty quiet overall.
That's good. Want to do a couple headlines?
Yeah, headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app.
Oh, first, can I ask you a favor?
Yeah, what's up?
Can you take me off being the big screen on the... It's hurting my self-confidence. Okay, that's so much better.
I'll be the big screen.
We'd much rather see Rachel on the big screen.
Happier now.
It's headlines, so I'll be the big screen. Okay, we all know American skier Lindsey Vonn. She's now saying she nearly lost her left leg following her crash in the women's downhill during the Olympics. So she revealed in an Instagram post today that her injuries went far beyond the complex tibia fracture in the leg that she initially hurt after clipping a gate and sailing off course just 13 seconds into her run. She said the trauma from that crash led to compartment syndrome in her leg that involves excessive pressure building up inside a muscle, either from bleeding or swelling.
Wheels, is anyone second guessing Lindsey?
I think a lot of people are. I don't think there's a right or wrong, right? I mean, in an individual sport, It's the athlete's choice to take the risk because she skied without the ACL. Ugh. And I can't say for sure that that's what led to the problem, but I would suspect that it's a part of the problem that led to the mistake or led to something off in her run or just to the instability leading to further damage. I'm not a doctor. I'm not claiming that, but I think it's a reasonable thing to wonder about. But if she was a team sport player, the team would not have let her play.
Yeah. Just one of the many things crazy about elite athletes. If I go to see Dr. Corey Solman and he says, Dave, you have no ACL left in your knee. Yeah. It's gone. Corey Solman's carrying me to my car. Right?
But see, I totally.
And she downhill skied in the Olympics.
I totally get it. I totally get it. And that's why a lot of times when we're talking about it in a team setting, the team has to play the role of parent sometimes because the competitor wants to compete, especially right. In this case. This was going to be the last time she's ever going to be at this level. She's 40. You're not coming back at 44 after a torn ACL. Like, this is it. It's your last chance. I get it.
I do too.
I think every athlete gets it. But it doesn't mean that it's the smart choice to take a serious risk like that because, again, almost lost the leg, which is an extreme outcome. That's probably low percentage chance. Yeah. But still, it's part of the risk. And that's why you see teams, especially because they have big investments in their athletes, protect them.
Yeah, Dave, you have something to say about this just because you and Janice have had such bad injuries.
Good times.
Like, when I saw Lindsey with that thing on the outside of her leg.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the halo people have.
The big bracket. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, nothing. Yeah. I mean, we're not Janice in particular. I mean, I've had a couple of, my shoulder injury is the worst. But I mean, come on. Yeah, I would ski with it. I can play golf with it. Yeah. I can, my orthopedic guy said, at this point, do whatever you want to do. Is it going to hurt? Yeah. It is going to hurt.
I had stopped riding my motorcycle for about a year because Phoebe went on spring break with her pals and they saw a horrible motorcycle crash. The guy was like literally on fire. And she said, I'm not asking you to give it up. I'm just telling you it freaked me out. So my relationship with Phoebe, I stopped riding for about a year and I was going to take it back up. And my show with Ewan McGregor and Charlie, his friend, where they go up all over the world. Charlie's had so many accidents, Ewan's friend, and he had another one, and they were showing it all so graphically. And he had one of those things in his leg. And I just said, whatever enjoyment I'm going to get out of riding my motorcycle, I think this trumps it. Now, I haven't always been like that. I've been riding motorcycles for 40, 50 years now, since I was 10. But it's just, you know what I mean? Maybe that's just wisdom. Maybe I'm a puss or something, but it's like, I don't want that for me.
Yeah. You start to second guess yourself.
Yeah.
Is it? And you'll find that as you go through your 60s, it becomes, it's like, I don't think I need to do that anymore.
Yeah.
I really don't. Because I could end up, because as you get older, the recovery time takes longer and longer.
Yeah.
Wheeler got taken out by a velvet couch today.
I mean, big time. Knocked me off my feet.
Sure did.
Got one but more I think it's worse for the wear, though. I think I might have broke it.
You better get out of here.
Yeah, we can do one more story. Friends and former aides of President Joe Biden are telling the Washington Post that they've noticed he's looking more tired in recent weeks, and they're worried about the toll of the stage 4 prostate cancer that the former president is dealing with. His office isn't commenting, And he's kept a pretty low profile since leaving office, but he posed for photos with passengers on an Amtrak train last week and is currently planning a trip to South Carolina for a speech marking his 2020 primary win in South Carolina. I mean, we wish him the best.
Yeah.
It's sad to hear that people say he's slowing down. There was one source that said he's doing great, but, you know,
you
can never really tell what's happening.
And this is not a shot at him because it's terrible, but this is why the move that was made had to be made to move on from him as a candidate, because
he would be in his first year.
You would be 1 year into a 4 year term at 83 with all of these health problems. And then, I mean, it's not a judgment. It's just difficult.
Yeah.
Yep. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
All righty.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Love hurts. Love scars. Love wounds.
Welcome back, DGS 352. So, you know, John and James are part timers?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. I thought I had one of their names wrong because I just walked by the two of them. They're walking together in the hallway. And I said, "You guys are making me hungry for Jimmy John's." And I got nothing. And I'm like, oh, God, what if one of their names is Ted? So
we don't really call James Jimmy.
I know. That's the joke, though. That's what makes it. If they really were Jimmy and John, it's two on the nose.
Yeah.
But James and John, I'm like, this is clever.
So do you think they got your joke or they just didn't think it was funny?
Now that hurts.
No, I mean, I'm just trying to figure out what's going on.
Why'd you get the stone face, right?
Yeah, they may not have even heard it.
My guess would be just went over their heads.
Yeah, because that's kind of a thinker. Because James doesn't go by Jimmy, so
it's a thinker.
Yeah,
it's kind of stuff I do the hallways.
Yeah, it's a good point.
It's trying to help people out.
Yeah,
I saw a thing on TikTok and it had a picture of Bill Bixby turning into the Hulk.
Oh,
and it said, "If you know who this is, you are officially old." And so, of course, at first my temper flared. Thank you. But I thought, and we've said stuff like this almost every show for the last 10 years, but someday Rach is going to be looking at some hologram and it'll be like a picture of Fallout Boy and go like, if you know who these guys are, you are. It's just going to happen.
No, they already think I'm old, Dave. Haven't you seen this trend where it's like,
yeah, you're not wrong.
You go around the office and it's like, what year were you born? And everyone's like 2001, 2005. And then someone like me will start to say 19 and then they just cut them off and put a picture of a dinosaur up.
Yep. I have seen this.
It's funny, but it's hurtful. Yeah.
It's a double-edged sword right now because I am so enjoying the millennials being the target of everything.
Why?
Because it's not me.
Well,
100% because it's not me.
And in fairness, some of you when you were younger were pretty annoying.
And what it tells me, though, is I'm not even relevant enough to make fun of anymore. No one's going to laugh.
Yeah.
You know, like if you're the last year of boomers, first year of Gen X, you're like, no one cares. Just invisible, which is cool. I'm okay.
Our general Gen X thing is like, you want to come for us? Go ahead. We're fine.
Yeah.
You're not going to hurt us. We don't care about your insults. It's fine.
Well, and again, it's so like once you get high enough on the mountain, like I am,
it's irrelevant.
You go, this has been going on forever.
You're just a baby.
It's been going on forever.
Oh, no, that's the truth.
Yeah.
That's the truth. It's like every one of them thinks that. I mean, when you think about it, when I was in high school, I thought all my teachers were old. They're probably 35.
Yeah.
They were 40. To you, you just don't understand. You're stupid.
No.
And once you realize that it's just a lack of knowledge that leads to that, then you're like, it's no big deal.
That's my worry about doing this thing. Thursday, I'm doing a career day at a local high school. And I'm just so afraid they're going to be like, we're expecting a radio guy, not a radio guy's grandpa.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.